It is another Saturday in CCO land. Well, not quite, but it is Saturday, and we are in lovingly called CCO land. Denny Long here. We are on location this morning. Where is that? Well, we've been talking about it for the past week or so. We are at one of my favorite places to be with one of my favorite friends, Jake from By the Yard. Jake, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Denny. Thank you so much for choosing us as one of your last shows.
Yeah, this is the second to the last appearance here, but what a great place to be. You know, after I was thinking about it yesterday, after I do retire, which will be after next Saturday, I'll have more time to be on By the Yard Furniture.
That's right.
So there is a silver lining here.
Yeah. That's right, Daddy. That's a great silver lining.
Wanted to bring you in here at the top, Jacob, and thanks for allowing us into this beautiful showroom here. We're inviting people to show up, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got food prizes, which I'll get into here in a minute, but we've got plenty of seating here at By the Yard.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, well, yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to be doing, what you and By the Yard and CCR Radio are going to be doing is giving away the people who show up here.
Yeah.
Kind of some goodies, right?
Absolutely.
Give us some idea of what.
Yeah. So we're going to be picking a winner at the top of each hour. The first hour, we're going to give away a $250 By the Yard gift card, which is awesome. The next top of the hour, so that'd be 8 o'clock, we're going to be giving away some baseball tickets to the local 9. And then at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away a rocking chair, so a By the Yard rocking chair. So you're going to want to get down here and see you live.
Would you come by every hour or so and tell us about that for those that maybe have missed it?
I would love to do that.
Maybe what we should do is tell them where By the Yard is here. Huh?
That's a great idea. So we are located here in Jordan. So we're just south of the metro. We're only about 15 miles south of 494. People think we're on the other side of the world, but we're really not.
It's a pretty fast drive.
That's right. Yeah, it really doesn't take long. But yeah, we're right off 169. You can't miss us. We've got some big billboards. Otherwise, throw us in your maps and I'll bring you right here.
All right. Yeah. Well, come on back next hour and fill us in, will you?
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Thank you. Jake from By the Yard. You see this guy and on those TV commercials all the time. Yes. And he does it without makeup. It's amazing. Jake from By the Yard. All right. Thank you, Jake. And you know who else is here? We don't have a chance to see each other in person. Very rarely is producer Ryan Purvich. Ryan.
Well, thanks for having me today, Denny.
Well, thanks for picking me up.
Well, I know the WCCO limo was out of commission. I think it's in DeRusha's garage. But, you know, I was happy to pick you up at your palace in Eden Prairie. And it was a beautiful drive. I got a whole history lesson on By the Yard on the way down and how you kind of turned this place into something special. And it really is. You aren't kidding when you talk on air about how beautiful the showroom is.
Yeah, I did it all by myself. Yeah, that's true. We've had a great relationship for probably about 20 years or so. Maybe even more. But it's good to see you. Thanks for the lift.
Anytime.
Ryan is one of those people that is never late. He's always early. Maybe really early sometimes. But you know what? You're prepared.
That's right. You know, you got to build in that that screw around time. And in the radio business, Denny, I've learned that that is a valuable thing, is time and, you know, making sure that you're not screwing around too much because we got to be on air. We got people to talk to and things to say.
And our usual shows today, too. I mean, it's a special day here at By the Yard, but we have our usual shows, which are, what does that mean? You know, Nick will be with us from Lloyd's Automotive. That'll be right after 7. And then 7:45, Ted Farrell, because I know you visited their place that just burned down there.
I'm still grieving. I really am. Yeah. I love that bar in Excelsior. It was probably my favorite bar in Excelsior. Yeah. And I know Ted, he's been through a lot, but it's been really good to see the community of Excelsior coming together to really help the employees out because they employed dozens of people.
It's true.
And now they got no place to go. And I know the community is really rallying behind.
But they will be rebuilding.
That's what Ted says. So we're gonna wait and see, and I will be right there at my usual bar stool when they are returning.
We'll ask Ted about that at 7:45 or so. 8 o'clock, Mary Meyer from the U of M will be answering all those lawn and garden questions. And then I have been told that Andy Lindis will be here in person from Lindis Construction. So if you have any questions about all your home improvement projects, you can ask Andy.
I got a lot of questions today, Danny, and some are show-related.
And what we usually do at this particular time on a Saturday morning is we look at events on this day in history, all right? You were talking about Iowa today, and our account executive, Corey, was talking about Iowa, and I had mentioned that was my first radio gig for a while down there in Webster City. Iowa State College, located in Ames, established the first state veterinary college in the U.S. this day.
I'm going to Ames today.
Are you?
I am, yes. So wow. I'll see if, you know, I need to get my my parrot looked at.
Well, congratulate a vet today. Thank a vet. 1879
wow.
for that. And the first, this was interesting. The first debate to be heard on radio was broadcast on WJH in Washington, D.C. The two debaters, what do you think they argued about back in 1922?
The corn.
Daylight saving time.
And still arguing about it today.
With the audience acting as the judge, yes, we've been arguing about DST for over 100 years now. And notorious bank robbers Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. You remember those? Well, I don't remember them, but you know.
It didn't work out for them, I remember.
Yeah, they bought the farm this day in a police ambush as they were driving along a road in Louisiana. Clyde was suspected of numerous killings, was wanted for murder, robbery, state charges of kidnapping. Wonderful fellow. That was 1934.
Wow, and can't you see their car somewhere? Isn't that on display?
I think it is. It's
somewhere. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think it is. The National Basketball Association agreed to plans to transfer the Philadelphia Warriors to San Francisco this day. 1962. The team became, of course, San Francisco Warriors, now the Golden State Warriors, of course. Do you know I know a younger guy as you are, you know the Who.
I've seen the Who. Well, what's left of the Who.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. They released their rock opera, Tommy, this day. 1969, you know what that was about?
No, please.
Really? You don't?
Okay. I really don't, no.
It was mostly composed by guitarist Pete Townsend. Tells the story of a deaf, dumb, and blind boy, including his experiences with life and his relationship with his family. More than you wanted to know.
Wow.
That was 1969. And if you needed more evidence, back in 1984, U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, remember that guy?
I do.
Announced that cigarette smoking costs the country $40 billion a year in health expenses and lost productivity. And New York City removed its last public payphones this day. In 2022 in Midtown, the phones actually became part of a museum display. Yeah, how about that? You know what? I know we have to take a break here real fast. But again, if you're just joining us, we are on location doing our second to the last show, at least mine, here on CCO Radio. By the Yard, down here in Jordan, Minnesota. Beautiful showroom. If you have a chance to stop by and say hi, I know the good folks here will have some snacks and coffee and things like that. Currently 54 degrees in the Twin Cities. Kind of a weather day. We'll talk more about it in detail. 69 the high, 51 the low tomorrow, 81 for your Sunday tomorrow. Stay with us. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Yes, it is a pretty world out there. Pretty nice morning to make that drive down to Jordan, Minnesota at By the Yard. That's where we are right now. Denny Long broadcasting from the good folks' place here at By the Yard. Beautiful showroom. And Jacob from By the Yard was on a bit ago. He'll be back next hour talking about more prizes to be given away here. So and come and see us. Come and see this great furniture. What a beautiful place it is. And thanks to them, the By the Yard, for inviting us to do our second to the last show here on CCO at By the Yard. Producer Ryan Perpich is with me if you're just joining us. And I was looking at some other, let's see if I have any other events. I think I've covered most of them. I'm going to have a look at some birthdays coming along. When's your birthday, by the way, Ryan?
It's in March. I know yours is too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Later in March.
Later in March?
Yeah, the 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look for a check in the mail.
I still am. I still am trying to find my first one.
As a matter of fact. I was going to say that, again, Ryan and I usually are quite a few miles apart during these shows. You're downtown at the studio.
I am.
And I'm ensconced in my home.
And of course, I wear a suit and tie, of course, when we do the show as usual.
Me too, yes. Yeah, we dressed up today. We both have shoes on and, you know, a pants.
No flip-flops.
No flip-flops today.
Speaking of flip-flops, you're a Jimmy Buffett fan too,
big Jimmy Buffett fan, yes.
All right.
I have some of his records on vinyl, and boy, when the sun is, you know, getting hot like it is recently, I think Jimmy Buffett hits the spot, and it sounds even better on By the Yard Furniture.
Oh, isn't this beautiful? They've set it up beautiful. This is so much nicer even than our state fair, although they are improving the state fair broadcast center.
Year by year.
Yes. I might even stop by this year and say hello to you guys.
I won't hold my breath.
No, that's a good thing. Should we do a little music?
Let's do it.
Do a little test? Because you're a younger guy. And Josh is, by the way, Josh is our producer downtown. He's the guy running the whole show. So if he does, doesn't want to work. If he doesn't do the job, he'll go out for coffee. We're done. We're dead in the water. But in the meantime, all right, Josh, let's do this. I found a couple of songs from way back when. Here is one. Let's see if you can guess what year this was at the top of the charts. It was a while ago. I mean, really a long time ago for some folks. Do you, you've heard the song.
I don't know if I've heard that one, to be quite honest.
Good, we got you.
You might got me.
Okay. You want to just take a stab, Ryan, at the year?
76?
You're very close. It was 1978.
Hey,
All right. Let's move along the timeline, not too far, and give you that hint. And, Josh, let's roll this next one, see if this guy can guess what year this was at the top of the charts.
Of course.
And what year would you guess that Chris had a top tune back when?
That one is going to be 87.
Perfect.
Really?
You got it.
Oh, my God.
We have some parting gifts to give you.
I'm taking this chair. I'm taking this By the Yard chair.
Yes. Very good. Very good. That was Chris Short, 1987. You did. You've done good, as they say. We have in the Twin Cities 54 degrees. A lot of folks want the dew point. Can I tell you the dew point? It's 49. The humidity, 83%. We're going to get all the weather details coming along just a handful of minutes here. So stay with us. And then we'll get Jake back here from By the Yard right after the 7 o'clock news break, just ahead of our car care show. And by the way, get those questions ready, too, for Nick from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll talk about some cars, the problems you may be having with yours, especially those heading out on the road this holiday weekend.
It's funny you ask that. I actually have a list of questions to ask
Very
Nick.
Good.
So I'm excited to talk to him.
And you know he'll answer it.
I know, and very, very detailed, too.
All right. In the meantime, let's look at some birthdays today. My daughter and son are here, and I was telling them Joan Collins has a birthday today. She's 93 years old today.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, I should say. Let's see who else. Drew Carey. You know who Drew Carey is.
I love the Drew Carey Show. That was one of the best shows on TV.
Drew Carey, comedian, actor, producer, Price is Right guy.
I could never warm up. You know, Bob Barker, those are big shoes to fill.
I know, truly, yes. 68 years old. That surprised me.
Wow.
Drew Carey is 68 years old today. Let's see who else. Speaking of game shows, Ken Jennings from Jeopardy. Ken is 52 today, 52 years old today. And Jewel.
Yes.
The singer Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel's good.
Last name? Kilcher.
Kilcher. I did not know that.
Yeah, Jewel is 52 years old today. If it is your birthday, happy birthday today. We're broadcasting live from By the Yard, that great patio furniture that you never have to store. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. This morning, you're in the neighborhood, stop by. We'd love to see you. In the meantime, 54 degrees, the weather coming up here. News Talk 830 WCCO.